What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome to the show here, and it's Tuesday, October 4th, 2022, getting into the week here. As usual, it's a very, very busy news day. We've got a lot to cover. Before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions, Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. Now, 65 years ago today was the launching of Sputnik 1, which started the space race going here, and, you know, it's kind of daunting to realize that I was 5 years old when that happened. So I was born before the space program ever began here. When I was born, the only man-made objects that had ever left the atmosphere were the V-2 rockets on the way from Germany to England. So, and I got to sort of grow up with that whole space program. I remember as a kid, you know, we were following Mercury and then Gemini and then Apollo. And then I got to work for NASA myself, which was a real thrill here. And so, yeah, a little bit of history there from 65 years ago here. All righty, getting into the political news here, there's an article over at Breitbart where apparently Joe Biden has told Al Sharpton that he, Biden, will be running again for the White House in 2024. And he's going to seek a second term in office, and he says, I'm going to do it again here. And I am not really sure, because I doubt the Democratic leadership is going to want to hitch their wagon with what is essentially a certain loser, you know, in Joe Biden. Everybody knows he's got mental issues here, and, you know, there are other candidates that are sure to beat him. Trump is probably going to step on in. Trump could beat Biden, and, you know, yes, there's going to be election fraud, but let's assume for the moment that's not a factor. In a fair election, Trump would beat Biden, Ron DeSantis would beat Biden, Claire would beat Biden, and, of course, we know that Hillary now has ambitions to step in 2024, and she's not going to want Biden in her way, so it's going to get a little bit dramatic here in the very, very near future. Now, CNN has finally come on out admitting that black Americans are abandoning the Democratic Party and could actually hand the Senate to Republican control in the midterm elections next month. And, you know, CNN is reporting that, you know, the Democrats are getting high support in the pre-election polling. But it's in decline compared to the past here. It's actually much lower than the polling in 2020 and 2018. And so there may be a surprise there. We also know that Hispanics have kind of cooled on the Democratic Party as well, at least the legal citizen Hispanics here. Now, Kamala Harris is in a little bit of hot water for coming on out and announcing at the Democratic National Committee Women's Leadership Forum last week that Hurricane Ian aid would be given based on equity, okay, which is 99% saying it's going to be based on race. She'd made a point of saying it's going to go to communities of color, and she's drawn a lot of flack for that. And over at PolitiFact, they're trying to sort of spin doctor this and saying, well, she didn't actually use the word race, so, you know, it's really not that big a deal here. Bill Maher came on out just on the attack against Kamala Harris, saying Biden should dump her. She's a bad politician. And indeed, there are rumors that if Biden does decide to run in 2024, that he is going to dump Kamala Harris. I wouldn't announce that too much in advance. John F. Kennedy had made it clear he was going to dump Lyndon Johnson in the second term. And then we all know what happened to John F. Kennedy. So, Kamala Harris has not made a very good impression. Neither has Joe Biden here. And over at Tucker Carlson, there was this former FBI agent who hated Donald Trump, and he short-circuited the Bureau's probe of Hunter Biden's laptop by basically ignoring a key whistleblower. And Tony Bobulinski, a former Hunter Biden pal and business associate, came forward with damning evidence about Biden family corruption just 2 weeks before the 2020 presidential election. And the FBI never followed up. on the issue. They just ignored it. They ghosted it here. And, you know, it's quite shocking. The FBI was protecting the Bidens back then. All righty. In Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, in the Senate races, the Democrat lead has collapsed. Dr. Oz is now neck and neck with John Fetterman. And a lot of people are looking at Fetterman because of his issues after having had a stroke. And I think people are fed up with mentally damaged politicians after watching Joe Biden stumble around for the last couple of years here. Ron Johnson and Mandela Barnes are now neck and neck. At one point, you know, the Democrats had double-digit leads. That is rapidly evaporating. And something that's not helping John Fetterman is that he is in favor of gun confiscation. And so in that part of the country, a lot of people, you know, hunters and sport shooters and so forth and so on, they're not going to like that at all. And according to an article in Hideout Now, a video clip resurfaced yesterday showing Pennsylvania U.S. Senate candidate John Fetterman, at the time he was mayor of Braddock, vandalizing a sign belonging to a local business back in 2010. And that's not exactly the kind of behavior that we want to see in the U.S. Senate, even though we do all the time. I mean, let's be honest about that. All right, getting into election fraud. And Mike Lindell, you know, is facing a defamation lawsuit from Dominion Voting Systems. The Supreme Court refused to intervene. But he may, Mike Lindell may have had a little bit of luck here because David Cross and Kevin Moncla of the Election Oversight Group revealed that an open records request from 64 out of 66 Georgia counties show there is a security error in the Dominion code machines. It's an error code. It's called a QR code signature mismatch. And the warning message, ballot format, or ID is unrecognizable, that caused seven scanners to miscount hundreds of ballots in Williamson County, Tennessee. They're calling it the Tennessee error, and it's a, you'll pardon the expression, anomaly discovered on Dominion's ImageCast precinct tabulators that occurred during a Williamson County election held on October 26th of 2021. The Election Assistance Commission defines an anomaly as an irregular or inconsistent action or response from the voting system or the system component, which resulted in the system or component not functioning as intended or expected. In other words, it broke down or it was hacked, one of the two here. And the tabulator itself never signaled that there was any kind of an error. There's supposed to be internal checks there that said something went wrong. The tabulator said, no, everything's fine. Just trust us here. Now, Donald Trump has announced he is suing CNN in federal court in Florida for defamation. And Trump's attorneys are saying that CNN sought to use its massive influence, supposedly as a trusted news source, to defame the plaintiff in the minds of its viewers and readers for the purpose of defeating him politically, culminating in CNN actually claiming credit for getting Trump out in the 2020 presidential election. Yeah, that's election interference. It's not something we expect the news media to do, even though we all know that they do it here. And Trump is seeking $475 million in punitive damages. I don't know. I think he'd sue to own the entire thing here. Meanwhile, over at Facebook, they're getting ready to call 12,000 so-called underperforming workers. I guess they're not censoring conservatives enough here. 15% of its staff will be let go in the coming weeks. Mark Zuckerberg has frozen all hiring, and they've closed down their office in New York City. Sounds to me like Facebook is in serious, serious financial trouble, and they're losing readers, they're losing advertisers. Well, you know, go ahead, cancel my accounts and see what happens. Now, the other big news is that Elon Musk has finally agreed to buy Twitter at $54.20 a share. And Twitter has already sent out a tweet to their investors saying this is the price we've settled on. And so Elon Musk is going to be taking over Twitter. Meanwhile, there have been efforts to kind of wreck the place. you know, by flooding it with porn and a bunch of other stuff like that. And not that I have a problem with porn, but you get where they're going, where the SEC is going to sue. And really just try and stick Elon Musk with a white elephant, but I'm sure he'll turn it around. And at one point today, Twitter stock had to be halted trading on the stock market because of the extreme volatility. Now, Twitter has hired, at least until Musk takes over, an army of intelligence community spooks, many of whom are former FBI, as they move forward with plans to conduct ubiquitous Big Brother censorship on its platform. This is coming out of Big League Politics, and this was published before the announcement that Elon Musk is buying Twitter. So this is probably old news and no longer valid, but that's the way that they were thinking over at Twitter. We're going to hire these FBI agents. We're going to keep an eye on you and decide what it is you can see and can't see. And, you know, we'll let you look at naked women, but conservative thought is verboten. All righty, getting into COVID-19, and it's turning out those vaccines are the gift that keeps on giving. And one of the problems is that we don't know what adverse effects are still going to show up, because some of them can take years to surface, and that makes it very hard to track them back here. But there are medical journals are starting to report on cases of alopecia. This is hair loss, not just on bald head, but I mean everything. The eyebrows, mustache, beard, down there, everything just gone. The hair just absolutely falls out. And it's happening in a lot of the people who got those COVID vaccines. Okay? And so that's kind of really serious stuff. Let's see. Getting to the international news now. Putin is placing the blame for the Nord Stream sabotage squarely on Joe Biden after Biden threatened to shut it down over the Ukraine invasion. And that wasn't the only time Biden said, we're going to shut it down. He campaigned on that back in 2020 and repeatedly over and over. And we know that back in 2015, the CIA destroyed another Russian pipeline and bragged about it, said, look what we did. We're really great people here. And Bloomberg was on the Bloomberg News Show yesterday, and they were interviewing Columbia University professor Jeffrey Sachs, who came on out and said that the destruction of the Nord Stream pipelines was a U.S. operation, and the Bloomberg host just panicked and said, no, you can't say that. You're not allowed to say that. It's a terrible thing. And everybody's saying, everybody knows what happened. Everybody knows who benefited from this. And Tucker Carlson came on out on his show suggesting that Biden blew up the Russian gas pipelines. And, you know, they're talking about undersea detonations. And apparently, as near as I can tell, they have yet to go down there and actually examine the damage. I don't know what the conditions are on the floor of the ocean where the pipelines were leaking. They're not leaking gas, methane anymore. So things should be calmed down. But at some point, somebody's going to have to go down there and take some pictures and show exactly what the damage looks like if it does, in fact, show indications of having been blown apart with explosives here. Now, Joe Biden has bypassed the Congress and sent another $650 million worth of weapons to Ukraine, including more of the HIMARS rocket launchers, which Putin had said, please don't do that, bad things will happen. And so those are on their way over there. And again, you know, supposedly there's this PDA, a Presidential Drawdown Authority, which allows the president to authorize transfer of surplus weapons from U.S. stocks without congressional approval. Well, there are no excess weapons. Our stockpiles are already drawn down. So this move is a very dubious legality. And I'm kind of hoping we're going to see somebody with some spine in Congress stand up and say, you know, you ought not to do that with without congressional approval. But of course, a requirement for a job in Congress is that your spine is surgically removed following the election. Meanwhile, Lavrov is out there. Sergey Lavrov is slamming the U.S. for hypocrisy, for criticizing Russia going into Ukraine while ignoring the fact that the U.S. is constantly invading other countries. And Lavrov specifically mentioned the U.S. invasions of Haiti and the Dominican Republic, Panama, Vietnam, Yugoslavia, Iraq, and Libya. And he said the Americans simply ignored the UN General Assembly resolutions that condemned these and other aggressive actions by the U.S., turning a deaf ear to them. Well, he's certainly right about that. The U.S. government loves to poke its nose in where it does not belong here. There are indications that people are getting ready for a big war. Now, again, this is war propaganda, so you got to be very skeptical of what you're being told. But according to this story that came on out of Women's Systems, a Russian military train is reportedly transporting equipment for the nation's nuclear weapons program to the front lines in the war with Ukraine. And everybody is worried that there might actually be an exchange of small tactical nuclear weapons. Kiev is already handing out iodine tablets to their population and trying to set up bomb shelters in advance of that. So they're getting all these emergency centers for a possible nuclear strike. Now, Vladimir Putin spoke by telephone to the King of Bahrain, and the Russian leader informed the king about having signed on Friday the agreements on admission of the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republic, Zaporizhia, and Kherson regions to the Federation. And they said, basically, if Kiev is interested, we are ready for a resumption of the negotiation process with them. Unfortunately, Zelensky has signed a new law against negotiating with Putin. It's now the law in Ukraine. You can't talk to that man over there. Let's see. Yesterday, the Coast Guard spotted a joint warship formation of Russian and Chinese warships off Alaska, down the Aleutian Island chains, and they basically came across a Chinese PLA Navy guided missile cruiser. It was accompanied by two additional Chinese military ships and four Russian naval vessels, including a destroyer. And don't forget, we have this, the Volgograd submarine has put to sea. It's up there in the Arctic somewhere, nobody knows where. And as we reported yesterday, Looking Glass is in the air as well. So it's getting really serious. One mistake and we're really going to be in the thick of it. Now, last week, Poland came on out demanding $1.3 trillion in war reparations from Germany for World War II, which is kind of silly because the Nazis are all gone. The Nazi government is gone. All of the people who took part in World War II are all pretty much gone. Germany, not surprisingly, refused and said, no, we're not responsible for what the previous generation did, which I agree with. This idea of reparations for things that happened in history is just a cash grab. And I don't agree with it, whether it's Nazis or the slaveholders or any of that other complete nonsense. Okay, now Japan reacted to the latest test firing of a North Korean missile by ordering their citizens to take shelter. This may have been more propaganda and fear-mongering because the North Korean missile flew above Japan at an altitude of 940 kilometers. It really did not get close to Japanese territory, and it landed far out into the ocean there. But Japan decided we're going to sound the warning bells and get everybody riled up. And it reminds me of that incident we had on Oahu a few years back where we all got alerts on our smartphones that said, incoming missile attack, this is not a drill. And everybody was panicking. They were putting their kids down in the storm drains and whatnot. And they blamed it all on a computer error. I don't know. I think they were testing public response for that kind of thing. Meanwhile, South Korea is vowing, we got to take a break for commercials here. And we'll be right back after these few words. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news here. We're talking about the recent missile test by North Korea. And the missile flew a distance of 4,500 kilometers, reaching speeds of Mach 17. Now, to put that in perspective, orbital speed is about Mach 25. So that's how fast this thing was going. It flew at an altitude of, a peak at 970 kilometers, and basically splashed into the ocean 2,800 nautical miles east of Korea. Now, South Korea is vowing a stern response. We're going to wag our fingers at you, rather sternly over this. But as the article we reported on yesterday indicates, you know, the cat is out of the bag, okay? North Korea has nuclear weapons. They're coming up on another test, reportedly, and they have delivery systems, so you're going to have to start treating them like an equal here. Okay, let's talk about the economic news here. There has been a major drop in job openings, despite the claims of growth and prosperity and so forth, there are very few jobs out there. In fact, we're in the biggest job openings crash since the global COVID lockdown. And that is very, very serious indeed. Over in Great Britain, they're looking at a gas supply emergency, according to the energy regulator Ofgem. And they're talking about this is the war in Ukraine and gas shortages in Europe because we annoyed the Russians, and then the White House blew up the pipeline. And as a result, Great Britain could enter into a gas supply emergency. In fact, there's even talk that the cell phone system would have to be shut down for rolling blackouts as well. And this shortage of energy is bringing the entire British economy to the edge of collapse. And, well, Liz Truss wanted the job, and she's got it now. What a terrible situation. She's, you know, taking charge just as things are coming apart here. Meanwhile, everybody is turning to liquefied natural gas to get their supplies now that the pipelines are in play here. And not unexpectedly, the charter fees for the liquefied natural gas ships are soaring. And, you know, Europe has no choice but to use these ships. And these ships can go for $400,000 per day. That's the highest it's ever been for the Atlantic Basin. And that's a lot of money there. Okay. Over in France, Marine Le Pen said that the European Union's anti-Russia policies are hurting the French. Big surprise. France should brace for a tough winter as a result of the EU's anti-Russia sanctions, adding that the next winter will be even worse. And yeah, more and more people are coming on out and saying this is going to be a hard winter. Not just the Old Farmer's Almanac. NOAA is saying it now. The UK Met Office is saying it. This is going to be a very rough winter to try and get through. There was an interesting little story about how Germans are buying these little tiny room heaters. They're flying off the shelves over there, thinking that's going to be a solution to help them stay warm in the winter. The problem is those little heaters are not anywhere near as efficient as the household units, which means it's going to take more electricity to keep the Germans warm using those little tiny heaters here. Needless to say, the Germans are dissatisfied with the living cost. There are protests taking place in Germany, various other places as well. Over in Bangladesh, their national power grid collapsed earlier today, plunging 140 million people, basically the entire country, into darkness. And they said power transmission failed in the eastern part of the country. That then tripped power plants nationwide, cutting off power to the capital, Dhaka, and other major metropolitan areas. A little domino effect there here. Now, out in California, Governor Gruesome Newsom has a wonderful idea to lower gas prices. He's going to increase the gas tax. Let me run that one by you one more time. Governor Newsom says that we can lower gas prices with an increase in the gasoline tax. Now, how stupid do you have to be to believe that one? Okay? And, you know, it's like, you know, California says, you know, we'll raise taxes, we'll take care of homelessness. That didn't work. And it's ridiculous. Newsom is out there trying to lay the blame for the energy shortage at the oil companies, who he says are fleecing Californians with gasoline prices that are disproportionate to the rest of the country. That's true. It's over $6 a gallon out there. But, you know, what's going to happen if you hike the gasoline taxes? Who's going to pay it? The gasoline companies? No, the end user. The driver, the guy who's trying to fill his tank there, you know, and has to take out a mortgage to do it. Meanwhile, I've always held that the true economic health of a country is measured by its manufacturing capacity. And as of right now, U.S. manufacturing has fallen to its lowest level since May of 2020, you know, back when Trump was still running the show here. And so, yeah, the manufacturing is slowing down. Stores that would normally be starting to stock up for the holiday shopping season, they're starting to cancel orders. They know it's going to be a bad one. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, real news real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news here, and there's a very alarming article that came out of the Daily Mail, and it's talking about the chairman of the France-based Amundi Institute, Pascal Blanc, has said the short-term fix for the economic problems would involve an international deal to weaken the U.S. dollar. Okay, which would mean that the money you have worked for and earned and put in your pocket or your bank is now all of a sudden going to be worth a lot less. When you go to the store, all those things that you buy that are manufactured in other countries are going to be suddenly much more expensive. They did this dollar devaluation back in the late 80s, and it really caught a lot of people. Cars became more expensive, appliances became more expensive, so, you know, if they're going to move forward with this, maybe you better get your holiday shopping done now while the dollar still has a little bit more bang to it here. Now, one-third of U.S. households are already skipping meals or skimping on portion sizes because of Bidenflation. And this is a survey that was taken ahead of the midterms. Louisiana and Oklahoma are the worst hit. And consumer data firm Dunnhumby says shoppers increasingly feel the pain of rising grocery store prices, which many respondents said was far higher than the official 13.5% rate recorded by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And that's true. Claire and I, when we went to Walmart on Saturday, we could see those prices. In some cases, prices have almost doubled. That's a little bit more than 13.5. Anyway, the United Nations has waded on in and said that all central banks should stop raising their interest rate hikes and instead switch to price controls to try and keep things under control. Another temporary fix. I remember when Richard Nixon froze all wages and salaries and prices, and it didn't really work in the long run. It really didn't. Now, the central banks are buying up gold like crazy. Yesterday, we were talking about this broker in London who literally had run out of bullion to sell and just, you know, closed their door and went their way here. But banks are just buying gold as fast as they can, and already they're having trouble finding it. Everybody who's got it is hanging on to it. Turkey was the biggest buyer in August. It's added more gold than any other country. It had an 8.9-ton purchase in August, and Uzbekistan added 8.7 tons to its reserve in August. And so, yeah, everybody knows where the real value is, and it's not in that pretty printed piece of paper. Now, earlier we were talking about OPEC was cutting output to try and stop gas prices from dropping any lower. Now they're dropping hints of another production cut amounting to 2 million barrels per day, and oil prices are already headed back up. So it's the squeeze is definitely on here. All righty, and Biden has been hit with two more lawsuits over this student debt cancellation, and again, it's unfair. You know, I feel bad for these kids who were sold, you know, an empty sack of goods here and said, yes, if you go to a four-year university and get a degree in art history or gender studies or something, you'll have a high-paying job and no problem paying off the loan, and it didn't really work out that way, but it's not fair to make people who either paid for their own college education or simply didn't go to college to pay for those people who did go to college to become, you know, liberal indoctrinated. And so, yeah, there's a problem there. Now, if you're into crypto, you've probably noticed all over social media, crypto companies are popping up left and right, and they're using celebrity spokespeople, you know, to sell, you know, put your money in crypto. And apparently Kim Kardashian got in trouble with the Securities and Exchange Commission for promoting cryptocurrency. She has been fined $1.26 million because of it. As I understand the Kardashians, she's got the money for it. So anyway, now we all know about the local post office, and there's, you know, good things going on over there. Well, not always here, because three U.S. Postal Service employees have been arrested in connection with a $1.3 million fraud and identity theft scheme in which they allegedly used stolen credit cards to purchase luxury items. Now, the Department of Justice came on out saying that postal workers Nathaniel Foucault, Jonathan Persaud, and Fabiola Monpoint were arrested last Thursday in New York alongside a fourth individual, Devin Richard, who is not a postal worker. And basically, they've been doing this since 2018, and they would steal credit cards from the mail that were on their way to the credit card user, then go online and get the personal information about the credit card user in order to activate the cards. And they went on out and just, you know, went on a spending spree, $1.3 million there. Also, the U.S. Postal Service has been caught tracking the mail of Second Amendment advocates. Okay, so the post office is spying on you if you are a gun enthusiast. Well, good reason to use email, what can I tell you here? Let's talk about education now, because things are not good, because it's no longer about education, it's about indoctrination. You know, you will believe that humans are warming the earth. You will believe the vaccines are safe. You will believe this. And, you know, conservatives are all evil and so forth and so on. Apparently out in Los Angeles, 72% of the students fail to meet math state testing standards. Okay, in both math and English as well. And the district's results show that only about 42% of students met the English standards. Only 28% met those for mathematics. That is absolutely abysmal. But they all know the correct gender pronouns, and that's got to count for something. I'm sure it'll look good on their resume when they're out there trying to find some jobs. Now, over at Columbia University, the students are very upset because their standards have fallen so far. They have gone from the number 2 in college rankings to number 18. And there were accusations that the staff was fudging the statistics to try and make the university look better than it actually is. And so they're out there saying, oh, we have egg on our face. And it's really embarrassment. And how much money did you borrow to go to that prestige university? Anyway, there's a new study in the journal Nature has found that U.S. universities hire most of their tenure-track faculty members from the same handful of elite institutions. This suggests that academic researchers have little opportunity to obtain jobs at institutions considered more elite than the ones at which they were trained. In other words, you start high, you stay high. If you start low, you stay low. And meritocracy, well, what the heck is that here? All righty. Now, there is a filmmaker, also an actor, out with the new movies, Billy Eichner. And he came out with a film called Bros that is a homosexual love story. And it had an absolutely disastrous opening weekend at the box office. And, you know, Billy Eichner is out there trying to point the finger of blame and saying, well, straight people didn't show up here. And, you know, he's all over Twitter out there saying that, you know, he's trying to defend his LGBTQ rom-com film. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, we don't care what gays do. You know, we just don't care. We just don't care to have to watch it. We don't like having it shoved down our throats all the time. And yeah, given a choice between watching a movie about two guys, you know, falling in love and watching, well, something else, you know, people make choices here. And, you know, we're getting tired of Hollywood liberal indoctrination. And, you know, this guy reminds me a lot of something that happened back when the modern art movement took off. And, you know, when photography was invented, realism in painting had to go away because they couldn't compete with the cameras. And so that's where modern art, you know, abstract pointillism, impressionism, surrealism, you know, Salvador Dali was one of my favorite artists at that period. You know, they'd hang their stuff in the galleries and people would come on in and they'd look at it and they'd say, I don't see what you're trying to do. And the artist would say, well, you just lack the education and the sophistication to get my message. Well, you know, I come from a more practical side. You know, if they're not getting the message, it's the creator's fault. Okay. And this Eichner seems to be going, you just don't appreciate me. And Billy, you're right. We don't. Okay. Now, last Thursday, House Democrats unanimously voted to block legislation that would have required informed parental consent before a school provides mental health services related to sexual orientation or gender identity to students. I think it would be a really good idea. I'm one of those old-fashioned people that thinks parents should have a great deal to do with the upbringing of their children. I remember a while back there was a school board meeting where one of the teachers got up there and said, look, you've got them when they're home, but when they're in school, they belong to us, and we're going to do what we think is best here. Now, up in Vermont, this is really getting silly here. Up in Vermont, the entire girls' volleyball team has been banned from their own locker room because they objected to a transgender student, biological male, changing clothes there with them. And, you know, it's bad enough that women and young girls have to compete with men in sports. It's worse when they have to share the locker room with them. And rather than say to the transgender student, you know, maybe we should find some other situation, they simply told the entire volleyball team, no, you can't use the locker room. You know, that really is absolutely ridiculous. It really is here. Okay, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's office has responded to students walking out of a school in protest of the new state guidelines on how the schools handle the transgender issues. So even the students are getting fed up with this stuff. Meanwhile, back out in California, Gruesome Newsom has signed a bill to allow minors from other states to receive medical gender transitions without parental consent. And this is... you know, first of all, it's silly. It really is. It's cruel. I mean, these operations are life-changing, and you don't get to go back, okay? Once the goodies are gone, they are gone forever. All righty. There is a big stink going on up in New York State where there is this father of an 11-year-old, and he is fighting the New York hospital and the courts and his ex-wife to keep his child from being medically transitioned. And the mother has been raising this 11-year-old to think they're the other gender, and she wants to get the child transgendered. And the courts are saying, yes, she's the mother, she gets to do this. And the hospital is saying, yes, we need the money. And again, I think it's child abuse. I think it's child mutilation. It really, really is. Meanwhile, the American Medical Association is pushing the Department of Justice to investigate and prosecute those who call out gender surgeries online. Okay? And, yeah, there has been an expose in social media pointing out the hospitals that are offering these transgender surgeries, you know, to kids, little kids. And they're pointing it out, and now they want to basically prosecute anybody for saying, yes, this hospital is doing these things. You know, it's none of your business here. Just sit down and shut up here. Meanwhile, Joe Rogan has gone off on the progressive ideology being pushed in schools at the expense of English and math, and talking about drag shows for little kids. He doesn't think it's appropriate, neither do I. There was another educator came on out and said there should be a drag queen in every single school in America. Well, I guess that's how they're going to pay back their student loans. All right, getting into human-caused global warming. This is coming out of Daily Skeptic. And one of the big talking points that Al Gore and the global warming wackos had was that the Greenland ice sheet is shrinking. I mean, you know, you can always see ice falling off the edge of Greenland into the ocean, making icebergs, ignoring the fact that the ice in the middle of Greenland keeps building up, and that's what pushes it to the shore to fall off in there. But scientists are saying that the Greenland ice sheet is recovering, and that earlier losses were due to natural warming and not carbon dioxide. Now, there's a video that came on out. We linked to it from whatreallyhappened.com, where Bill Gates is admitting that climate change is a World Economic Forum scam to trick us out of our money and obedience. And even more scary, over at the Huffington Post, there was actually an article by Dean Praetorius asking if a small nuclear war could reverse global warming. Well, there's a reason to pop off one or two of those things there. And actually, yes, there's talk of a nuclear winter in a sufficiently large nuclear war. There would be enough crud thrown up into the atmosphere where less sunlight would get to the Earth. They call it a nuclear winter. We saw the same thing after the Chicxulub asteroid and major volcanic eruptions do the same thing. When Mount Pinatubo went off, there was a noticeable drop in temperatures around the globe here. All righty. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is blasting people who insist that biological men cannot get pregnant, and saying, well, they also believe that human-caused global warming isn't real. As a matter of fact, I don't, for that matter, here. And it really is getting silly you know, where, you know, the Planned Parenthood director and witness to the Democrats in Congress said men can have pregnancies, especially trans men. Well, yeah, in theory, trans men, if they still have their uterus. But there, if you've got a uterus, you're a woman, okay, is the reality here. But biological men cannot have babies. They don't have the necessary plumbing. It's a complete fantasy. Now, a poll was just taken regarding some of these highly sexualized books that are now found in school libraries, like Gender Queer, and 69% of American voters oppose these books being made available to kids in the schools. I certainly agree with that as well. Kids should be allowed to grow up normally and naturally without a lot of outside interference in sex issues. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy, but I must admit lately I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about sexually explicit books in schools. You know, I remember when I was a kid, if you wanted to see books like that, you had to go down to the dirty bookstore, which was at the end of an alley, you know, in the bad part of town. And now you're just going to the school library, and it's all over the place here. Now, Democrat Hank Johnson last Wednesday accused parents who were upset with porn books in the classrooms, equating them to the violence on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. Oh, you're just the same as those protesters at the Capitol. How dare you. And Hank Johnson, of course, is famous for his comment that Guam could capsize due to the number of Marines stationed on the island. So we go on that one. Alrighty. Now, over in Spain, one of their government officials has made the claim that children can love or have sexual relations with whomever they want. Okay? And What can I tell you? You know, of course, here in the United States, that would be called statutory rape, and they would put you in jail here. So, I mean, what are they doing to our kids? What are they doing to the kids? I remember when they used to say the children are our future. Well, if this is what they're doing to our children, the future is really going to be screwed up. It's amazing here. Over in Sweden, there is a case going on where this 80-year-old man, Bertil Malmberg, talked about the intelligence of different nations, specifically mentioning that South Sudan's recorded mean intelligence is one of the lowest in the world. And that is true. Different races of people do have different intelligence. That's an absolute proven fact, but it flies in the face of all men are created equal. And so the government found him guilty of incitement against an ethnic group and, you know, violating the hate speech laws here. And, you know, that phrase in the Declaration of Independence, all men are created equal, is misused, okay? Because it doesn't mean that all of us are equal or should be made to be equal. The phrase in the Declaration of Independence that all men are created equal was a refutation of the concept of the nobility, that there were certain people simply by virtue of their birth had a divine right to take the wealth of the working class whose work produced that wealth. And that was one of the things they said, our country is not supposed to be doing that. Of course, it wound up doing that with George Soros and the rest of them, but that's beside the point. But that's what all men are created equal is about. We're all born equal and have supposedly the freedom to rise as high and go as far as our talent and willingness to work and skills allow us to. That's what's going on there. Alrighty, 21 people have been arrested in a child sex trafficking operation in Arizona. This ought to make Josh happy that I'm covering this story. And they got these 21 suspects who solicited and brokered deals for various sex acts with children. I don't know, they're sick people. They're sick people. Okay, we have to take a break for our station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world.
Anymore, Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.